Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. You made it to the end of this very, very long, very short week. I don't know about anyone else, but I am more tired and ready for this weekend, despite the fact that we had a holiday on Tuesday. It's like it never happened. Am I right?
Oh, correct.
Oh, she says with pain.
Yeah, that is the weekend, so I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. And it's the end of the month, which is always the best time for anybody, because you know what? Maybe, just maybe, a little bit of money left in your account.
Maybe.
It helps. All right. So the little bit of maybe potentially shit news that we'll get out of the way is that they say it might be the cold snaps might not be over. There might be one more on Tuesday. So I went on the weather app yesterday. Sorry, I went on it on Wednesday when someone dropped this into my feed on one of the social media sites. And I was like, no. You know that? No. So anyway, I go on there and they say 3 degrees minimum Tuesday, but maximum 20 something. So I was like, all right, well, that's a lot of range. And I went on yesterday. They added up a different number and they'd got to 6 or 7 degrees.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know. I haven't checked today yet, but you know, maybe it's not going to be so bad.
When are we going to enjoy spring? You know, spring
that's
is
it.
To wear shorts,
right.
the summer dresses,
right.
you know.
They got us ready for that at school.
Yeah.
They taught us at school, like, spring you get to wear, like, whatever clothes you want and all that stuff. And, I mean, it was so stupid because actually it didn't make a damn difference. And usually spring day was freezing. But now we're a full month down the way from the 1st of September and it's still cold.
Yeah, with snow and whatnot. Yeah, guys.
And yesterday, just while we're being boring and talking about the weather, if you live in Johannesburg and you were driving around yesterday, or you just went outside for like 5 seconds, dust, pollen, wind, the place was brown. Like you could see the air in Johannesburg. It was bad.
It was horrible.
Right?
Yeah, you wanted to be indoors. Like
shocking.
You just wanted to be indoors because that wind as well was horrible. But
look at this car, for example. Just look at this car.
Let's see. Woo, bitch.
Isn't that disgusting? Look at that car. It hasn't been washed in like 6 months.
I can't judge because mine is not that bad.
No, yours is not that bad. I saw yours.
But it's 5 to 4 looking like that.
Listen, that is producer James's car.
Ooh.
And it looks like it's been shat on by pterodactyls.
Oh my gosh.
And then washed with dust.
You can actually write wash me. You know that.
Oh, I think it's so ingrained at this stage that you'd have to use an angle grinder. So you know what? It might be a good idea to spray it off this weekend if you have a car that looks like that.
Yes.
But, you know, and on the other hand, if you are completely happy with that, go for it. Yeah.
No, get
but
your car washed.
The award for most disgusting car at the TRN office goes to James for that kind of fuck.
And that is his acceptance speech.
That's bad. All right, so we did win an award last night at the New Gen Awards for a very cool piece that we did. Some Piwa and James were with me in Cape Town when we did it with Tourvest Travel Services, TTS.
Yes.
We won a gold award at NewGen for our first time traveler, which we're
whoop,
very proud
whoop.
Of. We also got a bronze award for that with Tourvest as well. So nice two awards for one of our favorite clients. We are happy. I hope they're happy.
Whoop, whoop.
It's a nice way to end the week. So there are lots of good things happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming together. Some interesting stuff to come on the show this morning, too. We're going to be joined by Daylan Oliver, who's a comedian in the last little bit of the show. So with the comedians, you know, it's 50-50. Are they going to tell us all their life problems, admit their mental illnesses?
And now we have a couch, so they can really.
did you see Dave Levinson on Wednesday? He was like lying on, he actually ended up lying down.
Like so they can really, really get into it, you know, sit on the couch, tell us their issues.
Absolutely.
And just unpack whatever is going on in their life.
Or they could do what they fucking meant to do and make us laugh. All right. So great news. 18 to 20% of South Africans are drug dependent.
Hi, Bill. How's that great news?
It's not. I mean, it's really very embarrassing. 18 to 20% of us are dependent on drugs. When I say us, I don't mean me because I don't have any prescription medication. Sorry. Yes. If you're on antidepressants, that includes you. If you are on Nyope or Dacha,
that's you.
Weed. If you're on cocaine,
that's you.
Me?
No, I'm saying if you're on, no.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. So, and listen, this is not a chance for us to moralize and be superior. That's not what we're trying to do here. But these are the people included, right? So, if you're on any prescription medication that is, you know, for mental health reasons, and let's say it has to do with depression or anxiety or any of that stuff, you're in that number. People who are on non-pharmaceutical hardcore psychotropics and psychedelics and various other medications, people who are doing recreational drugs, people who are just trying to escape from the horrible reality of their life, all of those people, 18 to 20% of people in the latest survey of South Africans are drug dependent. That is a big problem.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It's way too high, right?
But I'm probably sure it's small compared if they had to do alcohol.
Well, that's a whole other category.
Yeah.
Because I reckon that's fully like 50 to 60%.
Yeah. So that is nothing compared to the alcoholics we have.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. Bitcoin Butt says he's in that stat for sure.
What,
the drug one or the alcohol one or both? Raven says, I just finished reading Matthew Perry's book, Raw Stuff. I recommend it to read on the topic of drug use.
Okay.
Was that published after he died? And how do you know it was him?
That's actually a good question. Because also Kim Porter, I think, her book was released and they say that she didn't actually write it. It was somebody else that
maybe
wrote that book and
maybe
whatnot.
It's a book about Matthew Perry. I think Raven means it's a biography written by someone else about him. Which would be interesting, I agree. I'm addicted to the show, says Congo Chris. Does that count? Yep, you drug addict.
Get your daily fix.
Right. Okay, so two quick things I needed to get off my chest that I have had to take some time to think about. The first one is this craziness that's going on in Tshwane. And we don't do politics on a Friday, but we've only got three shows a week. So, I mean, I can't squeeze everything into one day. They've just ousted the mayor, Siya Brink. And I live in Pretoria. I'll tell you what. I've had it up to here with these politicians. These people don't give a damn about you and me. They don't care about the residents, the citizens of this country. They don't care about taxpayers, clearly. It's all about power for them. It's all about them flexing their political muscle and getting zero done for the rest of us. So I've had enough. I am going to be paying my rates and taxes into a separate account where I will keep it. And I will hand it over to them once they've got a mayor. And once that mayor starts delivering. And if it takes 5 years, then that account's just going to get bigger and bigger. And I'll keep the interest. It works for me. It works for the people in Tshwane who I'm not paying for anyone else. I don't care about that anymore. You know why? Because what I'm sick to death of with these politicians, apart from their incompetence and the fact that they're only interested in power, is the fact that they actually ridicule, brown eye and make fun of people who are legitimate rate and taxpayers. They have a hatred for those who are keeping the system going. And I'll tell you something, I will not be made to feel guilty about people who are living in poor areas that are underserviced because I'm not in government. And I'll also not be made to feel guilty about it because I'm already paying for those people. They're not paying for it. They don't have any money. So guess what? I'm subsidizing it. You're not going to make me feel guilty and get my money. You choose. If you want to make me feel guilty, then you don't get my money and I'll be guilty. But if I'm going to pay, you don't get to make me feel guilty. And frankly, between you and I don't feel guilty anyway. So you've got no chance of the former. Best you try your best to get me to pay the latter. How about that? So I want to say to the city of Tshwane this morning, good fucking luck. I don't need you. I don't need you for power anymore. I soon won't need you for water anymore. I don't care if the roads are a complete disaster because I'm going to make sure that I have enough money to buy new tires every couple of weeks if you're screwing them up. I don't need you. So I'm not going to pay you anymore. And more of us should do this, especially when our municipalities are falling apart. If you live in a municipality where they're looking after things and they service and they collect your rubbish and all of that stuff, good. You go ahead. You pay them because that's what they're there for. But if you're not, stop paying. You don't have to. There's no tax is theft. There is no reason in the world that you should have to hand over your hard-earned cash and then also be made to seem like the bad guy because other people are living in poverty. Like that's your fault for having money. If you're paying, then it's not your fault that those people are not. In fact, you're keeping the system going for those people. So I'm not going to be that guy anymore. And
well done.
Screw the people of Pretoria. Frankly, listen, it's not like the DA are in my good books at the moment either, okay? Mm. Alan Windbag, the premier of the Western Cape, who looks like... Who was that guy on Pumpkin Patch, the one puppet? this is a long time ago, right? When I was a kid, there was this show called Pumpkin Patch. There was this dog called Waffles. And then there was this human woman and a human man. And then there are two other puppets. And I never really understood, like, who's the human... Like, are the puppets also human, but they just look like that? Anyway, very confusing for children. But the one puppet had this fuzzy hair on the sides and glasses, and he looked like the biggest turd burglar in the world ever. And that is what Alan Windy looks like. Mm. He's going around. He's in New York at the moment, and he's busy talking about climate change and carbon taxes. You know... We have real problems, like the ones I was just talking about in the city of Tshwane just now. And even in the Western Cape, you've got some problems to deal with. But you're worried about climate change. Do you know that South Africa produces less than 1% of the total amount of CO2 in the world? And you're going there to virtue signal about how you're going to raise carbon taxes? Which, by the way, how much carbon dioxide are your carbon taxes going to reduce in the atmosphere, Alan Windbag? Because you don't take carbon out of the air and turn it into something useful, do you? No, you take oxygen out of the air and turn it into carbon dioxide with your horrible thoughts that come out as words and your farts. We've had enough of you. I've had enough of you. Now that that's over, I can enjoy my Friday.
All right.
So, just so you know, it's not partisan because there are people in the DA I can't stand.
Oh, yeah.
It's also not... some general rant because this affects me.
Yes.
Like it affects everyone else who lives in the city I live in.
Yes.
Thirdly, I'm just up to here with politicians.
Oh, we all are.
Right?
We all are. And if this is the beginning of anything we've seen in Joburg with all the various Joburg mayors we've had in the last couple of months, what you've just said, Gareth, now, shout out to you. Shout out to you.
Thank
because
you. Thank
more
you.
People
I,
need
I don't,
to do that.
I don't
that.
Think I'm alone. Speckles was the character from Pumpkin Patch. Speckles and Freckles, but he was Speckles.
Speckles and Freckles.
Anyway.
Were they twins?
I'm revealing my age according to Ruth. She says this Tshwane thing is a stuff up. Well, what does that have to do with age? Don't you think it's going to affect 25-year-olds as much as it's going to affect 60-year-olds?
No one likes paying tax, even me.
No, oh, there's Speckles on the left. Ooh. Looks like Alan Windy, you see? And
is
Freckles
how,
on the right.
Like, Tsakalani Sesame was like born.
And then that dog, I mean, it's like Chewbacca, but like on drugs.
Ooh, scary
right?
stuff. This is what you guys were watching growing up.
Yeah, you know how screwed
no
up my generation
you turned out
is.
Like
yeah,
this.
Exactly,
Now I understand.
Mm. How's that? A scary picture. Well done, producers. That's very good. Okay, you might want to wash your car after the show, but otherwise you've done very well. Are you allowed to not pay tax, says Huge Erection. Okay, so you're not allowed to pay tax. Guess what? That's mandatory. You can't get away with that. But you can put it in another account. Let it wait there. You're going to have to pay it at some point, but don't give it to them now. Make their cash flow a disaster. We could all do this, by the way. And then you just wait till the final letter of demand comes and until the sheriff arrives. You say, you know what? I was so busy ousting the mayor, I forgot to pay my accounts. And then usually you meet those kinds of people at the door and you say to them, if you come into my house, I have various weapons that you can choose for your torture. Which would you like it to be? And then see if they stay for the party.
You I wouldn't want to find out.
No, exactly. All right. Very well put, Garrett, says Mary. You haven't even scratched the surface. The tax that you pay in many ways is inflation. Inflation is tax. You can't inflate my Bitcoin. Well, you know what? The other thing is, and I'm not going to go on a whole rant about tax this morning because you know how I feel about it. I really don't think that the government has any right whatsoever to the money that you go to work to earn. You work hard. I don't think there's anyone, there's no one in this audience of ours that doesn't work hard, that isn't trying to make their life better, make the lives of the people they care about better, trying to improve their neighborhood, their own house, their own way of getting to and fro, the place of business. You're doing the best you can. Imagine what you would think of me if I came in and I just stole a half of everything you've worked for.
Just in you for vibes.
Just take it away. And you got nothing in return except a headache. Where would that work for anybody? It doesn't. It doesn't make sense. And don't tell me that these people in politics are earning their money. They're not. They don't earn a damn thing. That's why they're in politics. They're parasites. They don't know how to generate money. They only know how to take what other people have made. They are rent seekers. And there's a whole class of these people all over the world. It's not just in South Africa. There's a whole crust of these people on the top of the soup of society. They're the crust at the top. They gather all the stuff that they want from the rest of us. They take it at force, at gunpoint. And we don't even get to say, hold on a second. Is this right? Is this fair? I don't think it is. So we've got to reevaluate that at some point. But don't, if we're paying taxes, don't tell us we also have to feel bad. And we also have to give the guy on the street corner money, because you don't. You're already paying for 16 or 17 people you don't know if you're a taxpayer. Okay, so that's good enough. We're like the most charitable people on the planet, taxpayers. Taxpayers are the kindest philanthropists you will ever meet, even if they're not kind people, because they're forced to pay, which means they're better than most of the people who are moaning about this on social media. Anyway, there we go. That's the rant. Done. Dusted. Shall we move on?
Sure.
Yes, sis. What's going on with this P. Diddy shit, man?
Woo!
Now people are putting out like bottles of baby oil with P. Diddy on it.
Oh, that's Diddler. 50 Cent.
The Diddler. Yeah, 50 Cent, who I love. I've been following him for years. He's great.
Oh, yeah. P. Diddy. That man. Yeah, he has no friends after this. Mm-mm. Because people have sent out like, if you just
cease and desist orders.
Yeah. Yes, that's Kim Kardashian and a couple of other celebrities. But also if you Google like P. Diddy white parties, it's so hard for you to find pictures of him and other celebrities.
Have they taken them down?
They're taking them down left, right, and center. It's like you can only find pictures of 1995 back in the day, or the ones that are still up. I don't know how. So people are really like,
they're trying to scrub.
Yeah. They're like, I'm not trying to be associated with this man. And we all know you were there. If you were once there, you must tell us what happened. Because I'd like to know what actually happens.
Yes, sis. I don't know if I want to. I think I might be very, very disturbed. That worries me.
But they say his parties are amazing, right? And I think that's one aspect of it. So I do think like if you went there as a regular citizen, you'd have the time of your life. But then there's also that other part,
the weird part
where you're like, how did you get so embroiled in this? How did you, like, I feel sorry for Justin Bieber now.
Oh man, there is so much internet sympathy for this guy.
Yes.
But it's too late.
No, it is, because the devil got to him
and he's ruined.
Yeah, like for life.
He's a proper disaster
for life.
Oh, poor kid.
And it's because of P. Diddy.
You think it's P. Diddy?
That's P. Diddy.
You think it's just P. Diddy?
No, wait. Well, in the indictment, they're like Sean Combs, a.k.a. P. Diddy, a.k.a. Diddy, a.k.a. Puffy, Love, yeah. a.k.a. Puff, a.k.a. So whoever messed
whichever of his personalities came out and abused
the I blame that person.
Jesus.
Yes. Well, it's crazy.
There it is. There's the baby oil.
And now he's on suicide watch as well. Isn't this... I'm watching this like a movie and I'm like, this is crazy.
This was not on the bingo card for, you know, an already crazy couple of years. I didn't see this coming. I don't know about you.
I didn't as well.
We shall have to see. So, all right. Do we know, since we won some awards last night for some stuff we did with Tourvest, who are the biggest and best tourism company in this country, do we know what our country's tourism slogan is?
Well, I recently discovered what it is. I thought it was something else. I thought it was something else. But there's actually, I didn't even know countries actually had tourism slogans.
I didn't know this either.
In general. Whoa,
that's the award, yeah.
That looks so pretty.
If you're watching us on YouTube this morning, that's the award. So what is our slogan?
So our slogan is inspiring new ways, which I think is quite boring.
That's a platitude. That's just so, I mean, that's like means nothing. That's the kind of thing you'd hear Kamala Harris say.
Inspiring new.
What is it?
New ways.
Inspiring new ways.
I think it should change. I like the current, no DNA, just RSA.
Yeah, that would be better.
I know, right?
Yeah. I mean, look, there's so many others that could at least make people smile or laugh. That means nothing, inspiring new ways. Ugh.
Yes.
Yeah. What else have you got?
So we have Jordan. And theirs is, yes, it's Jordan.
Oh, God. Okay. Also, even worse.
I know. Boring.
That's Netherlands. About you know what the funny thing is? Someone paid like $10 million for some group of like assholes to get into a room and come up with, yes, it's Jordan.
And they had to market that.
Because what probably, and here's what happened, right? They got paid the $10 million and they're sitting in this room and one of them walked in and asked the question, am I in the right boardroom? Is this Jordan? And the one guy went, yes, it's Jordan. And then everyone else said, that's a great slogan. Let's use that. And they took their $10 million and they went away.
Yeah. And it stuck around. Netherlands is the original cool.
Okay, that's nice.
I like that.
Yeah.
Hungry. Think hungry more than expected. Doesn't land.
Yeah.
I like this one. Nigeria. Good people, great nation.
Well, South Africans would disagree. I mean, you can't lie, okay? But they are confident. We've got good people, great nation.
My God is good,
beautiful.
Okay, then we have Malaysia, truly Asia.
Yeah, I know that. I've never really got that one. Malaysia, truly Asian, because I've seen the ads and things. It's like. What do you say about the rest of Asia? They're not truly Asian?
Boring.
Yeah.
Very boring. Germany, simply inspiring.
Also lame.
Yeah.
But you see, the problem is with these countries, right? They don't actually have any national identity anymore because it's become uncool to be a nation state. Mm-hmm. It's become uncool to be. And also, if you hadn't a sense of humor, you would take like stereotypes and we'd turn those into something.
Yes.
The way, come to South Africa. Experience corruption.
You know, Pastor Rhymes was here this weekend.
Yeah, and he got his phone. It wasn't his phone, by the way. Someone corrected me because we actually went on Wednesday morning and I said Pastor Rhymes had his phone stolen at Liv. He didn't. It was someone else's phone. And he went on the mic and said, anybody's stolen this phone, you pussy.
But the comments on there was like, he's getting the true South African experience.
Yes.
Like, welcome to Mzansi. I like yo, that. South Africa.
Yeah, that's the true experience. You have Busta Rhymes. I once went to South Africa. I watched someone have a phone stolen right in front of me. That's a true South African experience. South Africa. You know, it would be beautiful. Come to South Africa. We'll take your shit. That should be.
we don't care if you're famous or
we'll
not.
We'll steal your shit. Lots of love, South Africa. You know, and the Germans must embrace the fact that they eat sausages and drink beer. Like sausages and beer? Come to Germany. Now, the French. Ever visited France? Just ask a Frenchman how many days he has off. He only visits France. Like, take all the stereotypes you can. Americans. Are you loud? Are you irritating? Join us in America for a week. You know? You'll fit right in. Brazil. Do you look good in a bikini? Come to Brazil.
Ooh, yes. Huh? Yes. Oh.
Do you not care if you look good in a bikini, but you want to come to Brazil anyway? Come to Brazil.
I agree with you.
All right. Some of these are lame, but some might work.
Yeah, but the rest, not after you've given such great suggestions, the rest is like super boring. Like the USA, visit us.
Oh, my God. Is that it?
Yeah.
But visit US, right?
Yeah.
That's how they justify that they spend more than 5 minutes thinking about it. Okay.
Yeah. We have Jamaica. I think this one is kind of up there. Heartbeat of the world.
Mm.
You know? Greece, all-time classic.
Okay, good.
India, incredible India.
Yeah.
Nah. And then we'll end with Iceland, better than space.
That's a big ask, hey?
Yeah, that's actually quite
good. Have you heard North Korea's one?
No.
If you steal something, cancel your flight home.
Yeah, those people are quick to arrest you.
Okay, does Aranya want tourists? I don't know. Everybody seems very interested in Aranya this year.
They've had tourists.
I don't know, but like everybody's talking about Aranya. I still don't know where it is on the map, and I'm embarrassed about that. I've never found Aranya on a map. I've maybe got to like go and check this place. Everyone's talking about it.
Yes.
So I don't know.
Well, they say they're very welcoming. They say that they're not racist. They do allow tourists and people of color to come through, check it out. But it is one of those where you must kumbule kaya and go back home.
Yeah, well.
You know, it's one of those.
But that's a rule in my house too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want anybody staying over.
Yeah.
You must go home eventually.
So
you can come for a party, come for a drink. You can come and have a cup of tea, but then you must fuck off.
That's all right here for you.
Right, exactly. South Africa's slogan, according to Percy, lose your shit. Maybe. I mean, that could be something.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you want to come to South Africa and behave really badly, I think you can get away with it here.
Mm-hmm.
We are very
Where's
bad.
My iPad?
Where's my iPad? Someone has stolen my iPad. I mean, if the president can lose his iPad on national television, then your stuff's not safe.
At all. We're not a serious nation, eh? Like,
how about Cape Town? Bushveld Boots says, Kapstadt, Jomasa Puss.
You're going to get a beating. You're going to get a beating. Yes.
I wonder what overseas people would even think that meant.
They'd go around because you know South Africans also like doing the, it's a greeting.
Yeah.
And then they teach you like a saying like that. Mm. And then you say it's an actual colored.
Yeah.
Same time.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
Okay. And then what do we got here? Podcasts. I'm just looking at these comments. Is Gareth, speak to Roman about Aranya. He's been there. Yeah, I'll talk to him. We've got to get him in here once he's able to talk. I think it's so funny that they can't force him to resign.
Yes.
And he's not going to do it voluntarily. So they have to go through all these processes, which the stupid labor laws in this country, you know, they make it impossible for you to fire anyone. So all the people who really hate him have to sit and wait with bated breath to see what his next move is. We'll get him on here one day to talk about it. It'll be funny. Vietnam could be, is it the Reebok or the Nike? Is this a Reebok or a Nike? Remember? Or any of those songs which are badly done with karaoke. That could be like the theme music for Vietnam. Anyway, some good stuff. Iran, a clear vision. I don't know that that works so well, but maybe you can explain
clear
it to me.
Clear vision. That sounds so boring.
I do want to say this, though. I mean, we didn't talk about this much because I was actually overseas at the time, and we were talking about Bulgaria and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing that Israel did with Hezbollah with the pages.
Sure.
I mean, let me just say this. You know, there are very smart people in the world, and there are very stupid people in the world.
Yes.
If you think Hezbollah is made up of smart people, then you have to explain how they were so dumb that they bought these pages from, and the Israelis, I mean, talk about a long-term plan, eh? I mean, they must have planned this like 10 years ago, maybe five. They're like, well, we're going to make these pages,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to sell them through this other company. And Hezbollah are going to buy them. And inside each one, just waiting there until we're ready to press the button, is a little explosive device to take these terrorists right out. And what do these guys do? Because they're so dumb. Goes exactly the way the Israelis want it to go. I mean, there's so many contingencies you have to put into place for this to work. And yet it did. So, you know what? I'm also sick of people in this world saying, there's no such thing as dumb people. Yes, there are. And you know what happens to dumb people? Bad things. I mean, it's unreal that they pressed the button and like a whole bunch of these pages just exploded. Tell me I'm not the only one who finds that hilarious, because it is.
It's one of those where you just like,
Years ago on Whose Line Is It Anyway, they came up with Colombia. We're not just known for coffee. Russia. All our women look like men. That's not fair. I know some Russians who don't look like men at all, and they are very beautiful women, actually. At the strip clubs, for example.
Oh, okay. Yeah. The
right, exactly. That's a good one. Audrey says, ours should be stop nonsense.
Yes.
That's a good one, right?
Yes.
We came up with that word like 2 years ago. So that's very, very good. And then this is quite cool. Ask the people who declined pages. Well, I don't know any of the did. I think it's so funny. Gayton McKenzie, Penwell, the black pen also went to Aranya. Nothing but praise that South Africa can learn from their work ethic, says Patrick. Well, it just keeps coming up, right? Pakistan, hot and spicy. Mm. That could work.
My friend. That's India. What I think.
You can wash your hands as much as you like. Don't eat anything. That is funny. By the way, India is getting a very rough time on the social media at the moment. All that happens on social media with India is they just show people shitting on beaches.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny? And Indians are getting really upset. They're like, don't that just not true about my country?
Have some decorum,
they're like,
guys.
They're really upset. No, we're not just shitting on the beach. And it's like, well, there's a lot of people shitting on the beach in all these pictures. So you explain that to us, please. Hello, Ben.
Hi, guys. It's not a niche of mine, but I know I've sent 6 or 7 of those memes.
Oh, yeah, it's very funny.
It's just, it's in the mix. Yeah. It's in the mix.
Yeah, and we don't have to be PR people for India. Why?
No. I mean, they've broken our hearts so many times in cricket. I will
take the chance.
Post the shitty memes.
So, what's been happening? I haven't seen you since Bulgaria.
I know. What a time that was.
We did have fun. I missed you, Sim. Next time we'll take you instead of Ben.
Okay, cool.
You and Ben go and I'll stay here.
I'm not sure.
Especially
about
if it's Bulgaria again.
I don't need to go
to Bulgaria a second. Do you get to go a second time?
It depends. I mean, look, there's other places that I want to see. So what I normally do when I travel to a country, I like to be slightly naive towards what's about to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do all the research. Mm-hmm. And this week, obviously, I've done all the research now in Bulgaria. Because it's like, okay, well, I knew about that. I know about this.
But you missed a lot. I missed a lot.
We missed so much. No. But I think also just going back to Plovdiv maybe is the thing to do. All the Roman ruins, and it's actually a beautiful city.
We had Dave Levinson on Wednesday.
Sorry, guys. Can I just stop you right there? We've got to get a handle on this thumbnail, real life.
What do you mean?
Dave was another prime example. You put a picture of him in his 20s.
I know.
And then this oak rocks up. That looks like he's actually been like living under a bridge for 20 years.
You need to show people's good side.
I know, Dave. So I can say that to his face too. But guys, it's basically online fraud you're committing here.
I mean,
where did you even find a picture of Dave that young? I mean, I thought it would be black and white. It's on his website.
We've got to put a stop to this, guys.
Let me just find this.
You know, if we're going to take the piss out of like Indian shitting on the beach, we can also hold accountability towards.
No, I think he's doing what a lot of people do, which is just put his best foot forward on the internet.
But it's not even his foot.
His website.
Guys, I mean, it's just about a bit of integrity. Let's have that, please.
I mean, not everybody enjoys aging. So if I looked good when I was, you know, come on now. That's going to be what
fraud.
I run.
Yeah, that's an old picture, Dave. Unbelievable.
I tried defending you, Dave.
Loved him. We should have had him on with Gord. Oh, Gord. Gord Laws.
How's Gord?
He sent me. He's fine, but I mean, he sent me a... He shaved his head, and then he sends me a picture of his shaved fucking head. And I'm like, why? Oh, I sent this to you by mistake. I said, why are you sending me this? So he goes, you want it, don't you? I'm like, you're revolting. Don't send me pictures of you shaving your head. Why would anyone want that from any other human being? I'm thinking of blocking. I'm seriously,
like that,
I'm thinking of blocking the guy. I'm that close.
Said it was by mistake.
He's talking nonsense. He probably spammed it out to everyone in his phone directory because he's looking for attention.
I've got.
Did he look good though?
No. Well, looked ridiculous. He looked like a bowling ball.
He looked courage.
He looked like a bowling ball with like a snowman with two bits of coal for the eyes and a carrot for the nose. Ridiculous.
You sound a bit.
You want to see it?
You sound really traumatized from this picture.
I'll show you the picture. Well,
sorry.
I deleted it, but it's still be in our chat, right?
Sorry, Gord. I've got some DMs that I've been slacking on this week. Gord sent some funny things.
Whoever, tell me that you need to see that.
That's a lot of someone.
Zoom in on that if you can.
Okay, that's like unprovoked.
But it's like the top of his head.
It's the top of
Who wants to see that? Can you see that? Yeah. Looks like an orc from Lord of the Rings.
Look, I've got to be honest with you, Gareth. From that angle with the pixelation,
okay, now I understand like the frustration.
All right, let me get up and go to the camera.
No, I think we've seen enough.
No, I think people need to be put through the same misery.
Oh, no.
The same misery as you've endured. That's rough.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Go back a bit.
There we go. Down go down.
Get us steady.
To the left.
Yeah. I mean, if you have
hectic,
if you need glasses and you've lost your glasses, that's a dick pic. It's basically a.
That's taking it to the extreme.
If you show that,
well, look at me. I'm all blurred out. I kind of like that look.
If you show that picture to Warris, you show that picture to Warris with his eyesight, it'll be a dick pic.
Yeah,
has he got bad eyesight?
Yo, he can't see. Hey,
really? So he doesn't wear glasses. Like he's always got contact lenses.
No, nothing. He's always squinting.
So he's a hazard on the road.
Yeah.
So I was trying to show him some stuff yesterday out the window because there's this big Ukraine flag in Weinberg here.
Why?
I don't know.
Someone support the war?
It's this gigantic Ukraine flag just sitting on our horizon. And he's like, I don't see it. It's like, it's right there. It's the flag post. Like, no, don't see
we
it.
Can all see it. And he's like,
way. I didn't know he had bad eyes.
I mean, like, Weinberg's an industrial area, right? Everything's two stories, and there's this giant Ukraine flag at the top of it. He's like, mm-mm.
He kept calling me Flex the other day, and I didn't understand why.
It's because you guys all look the same.
Yeah, clearly. And Flex is black. I didn't realize he's got very bad eyesight. Very bad. All right, well.
You know he's got so many kids. So he arrived with two of his kids yesterday.
So many. He has so many.
He goes, guys, these are my lighties.
And then there's still another one that wasn't around. Like, yeah, that's a lot.
All right, let's get to the important questions.
Yes.
So we mentioned just now that the Israeli government was so clever. Israeli intelligence, that they made these pages ages ago, and then they put them to work like last week, and it's very clever, and no one could have seen it coming. And I mean, whether you're on this side or that, you got to give credit. That's like a stroke of proper genius.
That's like a James Bond movie to the fifth degree kind
right,
of thing.
Right, absolutely.
Super smart.
So I know it's playing into stereotypes, but Ben actually thinks that Jews invented mainstream hip-hop.
But I think it's true. I don't think it's one of those strange sort of theories. Because when did hip-hop become really, really big?
Why? Okay, so why do you think the Jews invented it?
Well, if you look at all the sort of labels, right? Like Diddy, Jay-Z, mm-hmm. Death Row, all those kind of records. They're all fronted or partly owned by Jewish businessmen.
Well, maybe they're just really good at the business there.
Mm.
But why did they
And the entertainment business, again, playing into stereotypes. There are a lot of very, very clever people who've made the entertainment business what it is and happen to be Jewish.
Completely. I totally get that. And you can go into any industry and you'll find an industrious Jewish man who's probably behind something or has pioneered something. Because that's what they are.
Work hard.
They've always been
very loyal. Yeah, but absolutely.
If you tie all these things together, because right now we're in a very interesting, if you love a conspiracy theory or there's a bit of a pop culture buzz around, right now, it's fascinating because you got the P. Diddy, sex trafficking, all this other kind of stuff. You've got the darkness of like the hip hop world coming out in the back of this. And then you've got all these like allegations around the Jews who are running it from the start. Because
yeah, but the way people always, their last resort is always the Jews.
The Jews. And
it's always like, let's blame them. If they run out of other stuff, I mean, you know, everything's a disaster. I know, let's blame the Jews.
Totally get that. And this is why I put it up for discussion.
Because you think hip-hop is so awful that we need to blame the Jews?
No, I just think that how did hip-hop become so incredibly popular and so huge and so much money kind of got into that?
Well, don't you remember how much trouble Kanye West got into when he said this?
So why did he say this kind of stuff? And why have there been like guys like Ice Cube and all come out eventually to say that these are the guys pulling the strings?
Well, maybe if they're pulling the strings, there's no one else who's capable of pulling the strings. And
which
maybe
I will never tonight. Never
no,
tonight,
sure. So maybe hip hop needs to actually just account for itself. I want to know what the effects, and I'm a rap and hip hop fan. Yeah, so there are a lot of these.
It's hard not to be. I mean, it encapsulates so much of the last 30 years.
Basically. Yeah, there are a lot of these songs that I absolutely love. So yeah. I don't actually care who's in the kitchen making them. They mm-hmm. come out as well as they have.
Mm-hmm.
But are you saying there's like a conspiracy theory that this stuff was generated to socially engineer stuff?
So that's where a lot of this kind of goes, in that there's this whole thing about keeping the hood the hood. You've seen that movie Boys in the Hood, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Long ago.
And you see how, you know, Straight Outta Compton, there was all those kind of social issues around. This suits the narrative. If we have angry hip hop, glamorizing gangsterism, gang.
I don't know how that benefits the Jews.
I mean, they keep the money to themselves.
But how? How? Because they're making a bunch of rappers rich. Then that doesn't make sense.
I saw an interview
but they
with.
Spend it on what?
I saw an interview with Ice Cube talking about how the prison business is a good business because a lot of people in hip hop own prisons.
Really?
An interview with Ice Cube. He goes through this whole thing.
Like, yeah, but again,
prison as a business.
Like, I don't think the Jews own the prisons. Look, anyway, I mean, Congo Chris says that is ridiculous, Ben, because Jews couldn't have invented hip hop. They don't have rhythm.
They're not rapping. It's not like song produced by, you know.
Well, that Don Kitty says, someone give Ben a tinfoil hat.
Guys, all I'm saying is that you can scratch a little bit behind how this thing, because how did these oaks become so rich so quick, and it was such an incredible global movement? You can't just say it's talent. This is orchestrated a lot of time, because hip-hop is gigantic. It was just, it changed so many different things. And you can say what you want about talent. Talent doesn't run itself that well. We know this for a fact. Look at anywhere in history. It was a big orchestrated movement. I think it captivated an incredible time.
I would believe it if you said the CIA. I would believe it if you said, you know, large intergovernmental agencies.
Yeah, I'm not really.
I would say those people, and there seems to be a fair amount of evidence that there were people who wanted to use hip hop and rap for nefarious purposes. By nefarious purposes, I mean to get the major narratives inside of that kind of music to lean a certain way.
That's where I'm going with this.
Okay.
But
that's where I'm going with this, because I think
you can't say the Jews, though. Look, that's what Kenneth and I are saying.
I didn't start off by saying the Jews are like they're a massive part of this, like most big industry. But there's, as you say, Gareth, these things get manipulated. And I think what we're seeing now with all these sex trafficking, all these dirty secrets coming out, we're starting to see some of the roots of this, because strings get pulled.
Well, Percy and Tabor and a bunch of other people agree with you, because they're also conspiracy theorists. In fact, Percy and Tabor and all those same people who are agreeing with you, they're also all members of the Flat Earth Society, which was started in 1920s.
It's interesting how you got there, but no, I can't.
I
can't see it through.
I think there are a lot of really creepy weirdos in the entertainment business in America.
That we know, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
So I think we start there. And maybe P. Diddy was one of those weirdos. And maybe one of the things that he and a bunch of his other weirdo friends were into was like drugging and abusing people against their will. People like Bill Cosby. You know, these are dodgy people who have weird predilections, because most of them are degenerates, as we're starting to discover. And I think that's where it begins.
So what I'm not saying that the Jews are behind all of that. I mean,
just hip hop.
Let's not jump
just
around.
Just hip hop.
Let's
that's
not jump
what you're
around
saying.
And jump around. What I'm saying is that these things, there's so many other forces at play here, for good, bad, or nefarious, or profit. But yes, I mean, it always comes back to the CIA. That's like a redundant point now, because they invented the word conspiracy theory. So you didn't.
They did.
You have to ask any questions, and all of this is going to come out, because the more every single day there's new allegations. I mean, I think. Yesterday, P. Diddy was saying through his lawyer that he's going to take guys down with him.
So that'll be exciting.
All these other little things are going to come out in the wash now.
I'm here for the show. I mean, I think this is quite exciting. Ben, tell us about the aliens and pyramids. Says Push Hopkins. there was a tinfoil hat on Ben in case you're wondering
always,
what's going on.
You know, follow the money in everything in life. We saw it with COVID. We saw those things. And you can get to just get a broader opinion. And I always find that interesting. I don't live and die by these things.
Sure.
No. But I do like the fact that all of the trusted narratives that we've been told for years are starting to fall apart.
Completely.
That's fun.
Because people are thinking.
Yeah, I'm quite enjoying watching like people going, but obviously it's true. The news tells the truth. No, it doesn't. I had such a serious conversation with someone the other day. I was like, you have to stop watching the news. And I mean this. I mean this for anybody. If you want to have a happy life,
that's true.
Stop paying attention to the news. Unsubscribe from all of these news sites that are all going bankrupt anyway, because people are starting to wake up to the fact that they A, don't need them. B, none of that information is particularly useful in your life. C, it just makes you unhappy.
Completely.
And D, they are using you. You're not using the news.
Mm-hmm.
They're posting stuff to get a reaction out of you that keeps you coming back for more. They've basically hijacked your brain. And if you fall for that, that's on you. Okay, I know that you know, you want to get the shiny things and the stuff that tastes nice, and you want to start like bad dopamine cycles in your head. But the news is probably one of the easiest ones to break. Just stop it. Like, so if you don't know the latest of what's going on in Ukraine, do you know how much effect that's going to have on your day tomorrow?
Yeah, are you a Ukrainian correspondent? I mean, and you know what it is? It's old generation that suffers the most from this.
Oh, they are so screwed.
Because they want to trust.
Yeah.
But they, and it's too late for them to question stuff.
I know.
Because they don't want to come across as cynical, but it is. And going back to what you're saying about it's not really news, these are the worst content creators. These are the people who don't have the balls to have their own channels like you, Gareth. These are the people who don't have the ability to actually create something useful like, I don't know, Ben Shapiro or whatever. They're just not good at what they do.
Did you say Ben Shapiro because he's a Jew?
And he's behind hip-hop.
All right. Okay, well.
Also, I can't listen to Ben Shapiro. Jeepers, he's got such a cartoon kind of, I don't know if I should slow
him
down.
And he tries to be serious, hey? And then it's like,
he's can't a smart take dude. And
I think seriously. He's good. Listen, something happened to me yesterday. It felt like a conspiracy theory. I was sent this email, ostensibly from Twitter.
Okay.
Saying to me, there's been like suspicious activity on your account.
Hmm.
We just need you to log in and check that it was you. It was obviously, a hack. But I went in there, and then as I typed the password, and this happened to me just the other day again with some like fraudulent payment that someone was after. Anyway, went in. And then someone took a screenshot of this for me because I got in as quickly as I could and changed it. Someone was trying to sell a meme coin of me, but they were going to sell a minimum purchase of 0.5 SOL, maximum purchase 69 SOL Solana, that is.
Mm.
Obviously, I'm not doing a meme coin, so let's be clear about that. But I quickly went in, changed the password. You got to watch out for these things. It looked like it was from Twitter. Everything about it was legit.
Sure.
Email address, everything. These guys are getting so good.
Nice to know you're still famous though, Gareth.
No, I imagine them making a meme coin of me. No, I knew that. That's when I knew it was
we
bullshit.
We should have known
right?
how many people were going to buy. Like, had we known?
Such a lot of nonsense.
Yes, see.
So there, that's going on. But I thought that was kind of funny. And I would just be very, very careful. You see that?
Yes.
That was not me who posted that. Look at all that shit there. First of all, you know it wasn't me because there's no way I would type H6GBM7DE. F-P-U-C-A,
yeah.
Blah, 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 blah,
like,
blah.
You also wouldn't
I mean,
say
I spell badly occasionally, but not that often.
You wouldn't say get ready to dive into the fun.
Yeah.
That's true. I would not do that.
And the amount of emojis, dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Dead giveaway.
So look out. It could happen to anyone.
Let me just say that there was no Jews behind that.
No.
alleging
not a single time.
I think that's just a chancer.
My problem. So here's Carl with a serious question for us this morning. And we're here to solve problems, right? Carl says, my problem is that I hate not knowing stuff. I want to know everything all the time. I could not sleep until I found out why there were so many memes about baby oil and Diddy. Okay, but you can use social media for that.
Yeah.
And you can scratch that itch, but you don't have to be watching and paying attention to the news the whole time. I don't understand a single person who's got a subscription to a news site. What? First of all, you don't have to pay for that shit.
Yes.
Because it's not quality journalism, no matter what they tell you. It's bullshit. Second of all,
tweets.
It's not helping you and it's not relevant in your life. It just isn't. And don't tell me that those are the investigative journalists who are uncovering corruption, because frankly, there's more of that happening on Twitter from ordinary people anyway.
Yes.
So why do we need them?
You're not supporting journalism.
No, you're not.
Don't get in your high donkey here and say, supporting journalism because I want to know the truth.
You're definitely not.
Yeah, and I can tell you half of those articles are based off tweets.
That's the whole point.
Like, literally. Yeah. They're like, breaking news. Yeah. P. Diddy and 1,000 watch. And then it's tweets that you've already seen.
And so I'm like,
and it's 3 hours after the fact. Yeah.
Correct. Okay, so there we are. The Cape Union Mart website was duplicated last week with 70% of all merch, and people lost millions from making purchases on the fake site, says Zach. That's scary.
Hectic.
That's unbelievable, right? James is behind that scam. He's trying to get money to wash his car, says Conga Chris. Have you seen the picture of James's car?
Horrible.
No, look at James.
That. Oh, isn't that
absolutely
appalling, right?
Horrible.
James, come on.
No, do better. No, do better, dude. Do better.
You know what, James? Instead of waking up at 4 o'clock this morning, you should have woken up at 3, according to Simpy. You know, like washing your car at 3 in the morning and getting every one of your neighbors to go, this guy's completely insane. We need to have him arrested.
Look for solutions, not complaints, James.
So Donna says, and I agree with her, Donna says in the comments, the average home has 2 washing machines. An actual washing machine and a brain washing machine, which is your TV.
That is very true.
Speaking of which, have you seen what these dick bags at SABC are trying to do now?
What?
So now they're saying, we're going away from the TV license.
Oh.
Because it's an old system. It doesn't work.
Hallelujah.
Now what they want to do, they want to basically charge you per screen that you have the ability to access SABC on. So that's your phone. That's your laptop.
Have you
that's
ever,
your iPod?
Let me ask you a question. Sorry. All right,
I'm not making this up.
Okay, if this is true, Ben, and I mean, you've come in with some crazy theories this morning. But
Breaking news.
If this is true,
the Jews aren't behind SABC either.
All right. So if this is true, this is so dumb that it's beggars belief. Okay, I've never ever accessed the SABC on my phone for anything. I don't think that those letters have ever pitched up on my phone in a row in that particular order, SABC, ever. It may be possible for me to get something that they make on here, but I'm not looking for it. Ever?
Ever, like,
ever,
no.
Ever.
Ever, ever. Why would I go for SABC on my phone, on my laptop?
And they want to charge you just in case somewhere on that screen.
They had a better chance of getting money out of me for the TV license. So much better.
So that's what I find so interesting about this. Because, and again, I don't want to sound disparaging because the SABC provides entertainment for a lot of people in this country.
Yeah.
Sure.
But if we want to go in the phone, what's the capabilities of what's on here? I can get videos of Diddy's sex parties if I really wanted to.
Well, Tim Pierce says you can't actually. They've scrubbed the internet.
You can get anything you want. Ever since somebody first pressed play on something, you can get that. Now you're telling me that I'm going to go and scroll through for local domestic viewing? Probably not. Probably not.
But also they target market, right? There are people that still access or watch the SABC because they don't have a choice. I promise you, they're not using their cell phone. And they don't have the kind of cell phones we have.
The old ones, the ones
that last for 3 days, battery doesn't die.
Hey, apparently a guy found a Nokia 3310 that was buried and it still had battery.
You see?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. They don't make them like that anymore. So I'm just saying that the traditional person would still purchase a TV. That's why I'm saying. The best way of them even trying to get money out of us was still a TV license. Because every time you buy a TV, they're going to be like, where's your TV license? Then you pay for it.
Listen, I know they need to make money and they should go about that like everyone else who needs to make money. What you do if you want to make money, here's a like really the business 101. I know you didn't come here for this, but I'm your lecturer today.
And he's not
Jewish. I have something of value. You want that thing of value. You must give me money. If you have something of value and I have the money, it goes the opposite way.
Yep.
If we both have something of value, we can either exchange it or we can figure out how to make the thing that the other guy makes with money. But money is just the means of getting the things that you want.
Yes.
So give us value, we'll pay you money. I don't like Tim, whatever his name is, at Apple. I don't really care about him, but he makes nice phones. So I'm willing to part with some of my money to get one of Tim's phones. Same goes for the SABC. Put on stuff people want to listen to and watch, and they will pay you. They will. It's about a fair exchange. The whole reason I was saying earlier, don't subscribe to half of these news sites is because you're not getting value from them. So just go, let's see. What's this worth? Is it worth 20 Rand? Is it worth 100 Rand? Is it worth 0 Rand? If it's worth 0 Rand, you don't have to pay for it. That's why I'm not going to pay my municipal taxes either, because it's worth 0 Rand.
And also, oh, poor me, I need money isn't a value proposition.
Yeah.
These news sites coming out now, going, we've had to run at 30% or we're really struggling.
We have to fire all our crap journalists and that's on you. Yeah. They're like, well, then fire them. I don't feel bad.
Yeah, your product shit is outdated. Nobody wants it.
Right. It's the value exchange. Fire those crap people and stop making your problems mine. You can't guilt people into supporting your business. That's not a business, right?
No, stop it.
Akira, they learned it from government, guys.
They did.
Akira, no, guys, don't be so hard.
You're right.
They really do. Government is always like, oh, so sorry, guys, but we need more money.
Yeah, we fucked up.
You know, Cupcake was with Elon Musk the other day. Yeah. And then I promise you, that guy was asking for money. I promise you. They were.
You could just see it on his face, right?
Yeah,
I've always maintained, if you put Cyril in the slips, he'll catch anything in cricket. The bloke just lives his life like this.
Yes.
He walks around like this.
So how do you...
You see the size of Cyril's hands? They get bigger with every deal.
From taking.
Yeah.
If you just take all the time, it's an evolutionary trait. They just get bigger and bigger.
He was shaking Elon Musk's hand. You couldn't see any... It's just
Cyril's big fucking hands.
Cyril was looking for a trillion Rand, I think it was.
Really? So he was actually out with a begging bowl.
He's on a roadshow. He's on a big roadshow looking for a trillion.
Which I don't understand. Like this pem mentality. Then it trickles down to businesses because also businesses are like, oh, our government is asking for money. Even me, I can ask for money. Let's all ask for money. No, guys.
Government should do it because, again, it's basic Gareth's so points. Funny. Government goes and says, right, guys, we've got these industries you can invest in. They don't go, we haven't got any money left. And
yes.
Go there with value. Sure, look for a trillion. Good on you. But it can't just be the begging bowl.
So a couple of comments here on some of the things because we've jumped around a bit. So Sanele says, Nokia was like Toyota. They focused 100% on reliability. They just lost at innovation and reinvention.
Yep.
But damn, those batteries could last.
And then Nokia tried to make them great new phones. They had these really big cameras, but they were so ugly. In that stage, the horse had bolted.
Yeah, too late. XR says, I pay my TV license just because Manus and Wembo, are so good. I never watch them though. So...
Okay.
Why don't you just find out from Leanne Manus what her bank account details are and just pay her every month?
Yeah, they should just be on Patreon.
No, just say to Leanne Manus, I think you're awesome and I think you've done a great job over like 20 years at Morning Live.
Yes.
Here's some money.
Wouldn't it be funny?
Send her an envelope with some cash.
Wouldn't it be funny if you find out where she does coffee with her friends, you just slip her 120 bucks in an envelope.
While she's sitting there with her friends. Can you imagine how embarrassed you don't say anything? You just slip it in there.
She would be so shocked. She'd be like, and now?
Leanne Manus is sitting there going, hi, everybody. And then you walk over with your envelope of money and she goes, what's this for? And then her friends are like, it's dodgy.
Because her friends are going to be like, not you too, girl.
What have you been doing? Yeah, greasing the palms. Anyway, Bronwyn says, imagine what poor Elon thinks when he gets a call from Cupcake saying, hi, Bafan, can I come over and see you? Yeah. You know, like certain people, you might even have friends like this. I'm not saying you do, but maybe you do. Those friends who call you and you just know they want something.
Yeah, or they're always in trouble. Like that call when I see Garrett.
They're always in trouble, right?
And then you're like, hello. Hi, how are you? I'm good. Yeah, friend. Like, can you help me? I'm in a pickle. I need XYZ. And you're like, okay. Like, you only know my number when you are in trouble.
Yeah. Cyril's like that.
So annoying.
Bitcoin Bot says there are talks that MTN will be in charge of distributing Starlink. Cyril is tied to MTN.
Well, that makes sense. I saw the dumbest stuff on X. This week I've been on Twitter way too much.
Yeah, I think so. You're conspiracy theoring it up
storm. No research around the show like I always do leading into Thursday, and then X just throws things in your face. But I saw how broken some people are in this country. Because the whole thing about doing business in this country is you've got to give away to BEE and you've got to give the government your share.
You've got a hat and tax, which we were talking about earlier. So you basically, everything you do, you'd be lucky if you get 20% out at the end for your hard work. And no one else did any work except you.
Yeah.
but you only get to keep 20%.
So Elon's not going to do that. He's not stupid, nor does he need any of this. So the article, it wasn't an article, I can't remember, but it basically just said that Elon will bring Starlink, but he'll keep 100% of it. And the comments were racist. Who's this guy think he is? This is not how it works here. You know, you don't just get to dictate terms.
Yeah, that he turned a man.
But the thing is, if you bring a product, going back to what Gareth said, with so much value, let him keep the 100%, because 100% of people can now use this that couldn't use it, and they'll actually get benefits. Like, they'll get jobs. They'll better themselves. So, but all people can see is that. So, and these people who aren't getting money from government are the ones complaining. It's like, why do you care if it's 100% or 5%? You're not getting any of this anyway.
Yeah, you're not going to get any. You see, people are looking for a free ride. But also, those people, I love when people who have built nothing, made nothing, created no value, tell other people what they should do with the value they've created. It's like, no, if you have good ideas about how to build internet that comes from satellite and beams down to people for free, if you have a way to do that, and obviously if it's not free, then there's a cost to it because it's value, then why don't you build one? Oh, wait, it's because you can't build a satellite. Oh, wait, it's because you don't know anything about wireless technology communications. Oh, wait, it's because you've never built anything of value. No one wants to buy anything that you could make, and you don't add anything to society. So you're just sitting on the sidelines complaining. Until you make something, I don't have to listen to you. Let's be clear about that. Comment section on this show, bunch of complete lunatics, right?
Yes.
Smart ones, though.
But I'm sure that the majority of these people have created things of value. Comment sections on social media, not so much. Those are people who have, like Ben had this week, a whole lot of time on social media. That's not a good sign. If you find yourself being on social media too much, you need to fill your day with other stuff. I had a very busy week. I'm so tired. I'm so ready to go home today and sleep. I just want to sleep the whole weekend because I've been busy. So I haven't had time for social media. And that's, you know what? Good. I feel better about that. Tired as I am, better about that than if I'd been spending the whole day scrolling. Like those losers who comment on these things. And they want to tell Elon Musk what to do with his money.
It's the worst of junk food because it's going into your mind, not your stomach.
Spot
it's
on.
Just, hey, guys, that's not how business works though, hey? Right.
Can I bring up something else while we're talking about the media? Ugh, it's four after seven. We got to take a break. Again, you see the show's live. We don't have a script. So we'll come back. I'll bring that up. It's something I noticed that's really starting to like annoy me, and maybe it'll annoy you too. And we've got a comedian jumping in to join us a little bit later on. We're going to talk about some sport, which we haven't done yet.
Definitely.
Plenty still to come. Don't go anywhere.